everybody. Welcome back to Coco's Petty Podcast. I'm your host, Miss Coco, and today I am joined by my dear friend, Tiara Fennell, also known Hello. As Miss Adventures in Art, and DJ Sweet Tea.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, hello. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, it's my day off, so I'm just chilling.
As you should be. I have 2 days off in a row this weekend, and it's gonna be perfect. I'm off today, I'm off tomorrow, and I'm gonna do fuck all. I'm very excited to do fuck all.
Oh, that's gonna be nice.
Oh, it's gonna be so day
where,
great.
Where you literally yes. just do nothing.
I clean
and then someone comes.
Yes, yes.
It's like your roommate comes home and is like, what'd you do today? Not a damn thing.
And I'm happy about it. Oh, mm-hmm. Tickles my titties. I love it. It's great.
Oh, my goodness.
I missed you.
I missed you, too.
DR Hero was actually a friend of mine in college. We went to culinary school together.
Yes, we did.
Yes. I became president of the... Pride Club. Well, Tiara was actually, you founded the art club, didn't you? Were you?
So the way that happened was, the original president when I started at, in college was, my RA, his name is Eli. That's about as much information I have on him. Eli was very much a free spirit. He very much was a where the wind takes him is where he's going to be.
Sounds gay. I love it.
Yeah. I thought he was gay. He was
he not.
Or maybe. Because he had a girlfriend. But, you know, that doesn't really mean anything.
Right.
Like, he could have been bi. I was just like, I don't know. I just did.
He could have just been yeah. crunchy. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah. He was just, he was amazing. But, he was in charge of Canvas. That was the name of the art club. And it was very loosey-goosey in there. It was like, we would have meetings, but it was only because he was our RA, and we had, like, the open door policy thing going on. And so he would literally knock on our door. I was like, hey, ladies, you want to work on some art together? And we were like, fuck yeah.
Might as well. Got some free time.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we would go in one of the common rooms, and we would literally just text everyone and be like, hey, we're doing art if you want to come in. And so he graduated that year, and Canvas was going to actually die because we didn't have anyone take over. So finally, my sophomore year, I was just like, you know what, fuck it, I'll take it over. And so I did the paperwork for it. And I more or less brought it back to life, is what happened. Because I started doing collaborations with other clubs and doing, like, workshops on campus for people to come and learn stuff. It was a fun time.
Yeah, revitalize that shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It did die, though, after I graduated, so.
I think a similar thing happened to the Pride Club after I graduated, so... I get it. It was
very
much a similar experience.
The frats and the sororities kind of took over those last couple years. And it was a mess.
Yeah.
There's a lot of favoritism going on, and...
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Who's surprised?
Not me. The thing that made me mad, though, was my advisor for my club... was in one of the frats and was one of the founding brothers of the frat. And so he would always be like, well, you know, you could share the space with, you know, such, such and that and that. And I was just like, I don't want to, though. I was like, I signed up.
This is ours. This is mine. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I signed up for this 3 months in advance. They literally thought about this idea last week. I was there.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me at all, but it's utter bullshit.
Yeah, but yeah.
The same thing happened with the space that we were reserving for Pride Club, which we'd been doing since the foundation of the club. It was the same room every single time.
Exactly. Like, it
Yeah.
was ridiculous. It made it hard to build community, honestly.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
We did what we could with the resources we had available.
That part.
That part.
Oh,
But
my goodness.
we are here now. We are growing. We are thriving.
Yes,
We
we are.
are graduated. We work. We pay taxes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. But
I
let's
wouldn't
talk.
if I didn't have to.
Honestly, I wouldn't work at all if I didn't have to either. If somebody wanted to like pay all my bills just so I can sit here and be pretty and drink tea in the sunlight like a
Exactly.
little fairy, I would gladly just
Same.
sit in a hammock, titties swinging in the wind, pussy on
Just
display for the world to see, just chilling.
living your best life.
Every day. Every day. But no, I gotta
What were you
put
about
on
to
a shirt.
ask?
I gotta go. I gotta go to work. I gotta tell people, have a great day, when in
I have
reality,
to put a bra on.
I
It's just like, do I have to? I was like, you don't have to, but it's going to show with the chef jacket on, and you're just
on.
like,
Right.
ugh. It's like, fine, I
These
guess.
people. These people don't pay me $10 a month so that they can see my titties like everybody else. So they don't. I gotta put a bra on.
Yeah. Well, at that point, it's for comfort and not for, like, you know, they see it. Congratulations. It's your lucky day.
Congrats. Just tip me.
Yeah. I'm just like, not everyone gets to see that. You're a lucky person.
Every time I do, whoop, you're welcome. That one's on the house. On the house.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness, I missed you.
I missed you too. Let's talk a little bit about queer artistry.
Ooh, yes.
Yes. I know that I am only recently getting back into creating art, and I honestly haven't made like an actual art piece since I was in high school and I was being graded on it. And I recently made a bunch of different pieces of art for Christmas gifts for all my family because honestly, money's tight. This was cheap. And it turned out really good. I made like all of these like watercolor pieces of these different cocktails, and I made like personalized recipes for each person's cocktail based on their personality and their preferences. And it was so cute. Yeah. And I've been like slowly getting back into art because of that, because I was like, oh, this actually felt really nice, and made the anxiety go away for like a quick little minute.
Felt.
And I started kind of doing a little bit more research on like queer artistry and learning more about how art's a revolution. It's therapeutic and it's community. And I want to know about
Yes.
how you find peace in making art. I want to hear about your experiences as a queer artist and some of the art that you've made.
Okay. So I am a self-taught artist. I weirdly enough, I got into art like in elementary school, but only because we had this thing where like you had electives and you could do a certain rotation of electives, and I was like, I'm gonna learn a new language. And halfway through the French class, the teacher's just like, you might want to consider a different round of electives, because I don't think that languages are for you. Oh, and I was just like, that's fair. That's fair. I was like, I'll be honest. Every time you say
Damn.
I have to, it was like every time you were like, yeah, if you want to use the bathroom, you have to say it in French. And I was just like, it's I can't.
can't. I can't.
I'm just gonna go to the bathroom. I'm
I'm
sorry.
gonna just go
You can write me
piss.
up.
I'm gonna go piss,
Yeah.
girl. Yeah.
Yeah. So I switched over to the art rotation, and I liked it. I did, but I didn't get more serious about my art until I was halfway through high school. I took art all 4 years, and the first 2 years are kind of bullshit. It's like the technical side of art. It's like the compositions and like angles and all that fun stuff. But then the last 2 years, if you stick with it, it gets more about finding your style or finding what medium you prefer. So, like, we went through like charcoal, we went through sculpting, we went through stone carving. That was fun. Not
Ooh.
really. Yeah, I made like a little teddy bear. It was cute. Not
I
really.
love that.
What else? We did acrylic paints. We did a little bit of everything. My art teacher was super cool. Miss Barnett, shout out to her. And so eventually found that I very much enjoyed painting. And so I've been really painting since high school, and it just kind of carried over in life. It's my go-to for if I'm got like trying to figure out gifts for people. I just make something, and
It's
it
a
was
lot more
nice.
personal that way too. It feels
It is.
and in this economy, it is cheaper. It's
I mean, not if it's a full-time hobby.
I mean that, yeah, that's so fair. That is so fair.
I hoard art supplies. Like, I'm always just like, yeah, I'm gonna learn this new medium and it's gonna be great. And I just buy a bunch of it and then it just sits there.
Like an ADHD hyperfixation for a hot second. We just start collecting things and we're like, I'll learn about it eventually.
Yeah, because I got like a little cross stitch thing. What else do I got? I have some wood burning stuff. I have acrylic paint, I have oil paint, I have watercolor paint, I have gouache or gouache, however the hell you say that one.
Don't even know what the hell gouache is.
It's like acrylic paint that works really well like watercolors. So it's
Ooh.
interesting. Yeah, it's
So
interesting.
like a little bit more of
It's
like a pigmented watercolor then?
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And it dries pretty fast, but when you play around with water with it, then it kind of acts like watercolors. So it's pretty fun. But yeah, I have all of that. And sometimes I do actually play around with it, and I'm like, maybe this isn't for me. Like oil paint. There's so much fun to blend with and everything, but I am so impatient. It
Oh, and oil,
takes
you got it. Yeah, that's days.
so long. It's more than
Days.
days. It could be up to months. I have one oil painting that I started. I did different shades of blue, and that bitch took almost a full month to dry, which was terrible. It's terrible if you have cats,
Oh,
because
my God.
they want to rub up against something. And that's exactly what happened with that one. And I had a blue cat, and I had to deal with that for like 2 days.
Blue cat, hairy sky, hate it.
Yeah, it was terrible. So, not everything is for everyone.
Speaking of, I just found a cat hair in my fucking coffee, so that is so great, so delicious.
Fiber.
Hate
Yep.
that.
No, it's worse when they like think that they can be in the kitchen, and I'm just like, that's not the kind of household I'm raising.
Absolutely not. Y'all get your nasty feet up off my table and my counter.
Again, I don't have this problem with my oldest cat. It's my youngest cat, my son. He's new. I've only had him since like
He's still learning.
October. Yeah, but he's also testing every nerve.
He's like, I can still do this. She won't get mad. I'm her favorite.
Yeah, literally, that's what he does. And I'm just like, if you don't get your orange, fucking, just get your ass off my counter.
Get your tabby ass off my counter and let me eat my sandwich.
Yes, like, no, I didn't make that for you. I made that for me. You literally have food in your bowl.
It is my silly little treat. When it comes time for a churu, you will get a churu.
Exactly. And then, like, my brother orders foods a lot, and if he leaves his, like, trash on the floor, like he does sometimes, like, say he'll order something from Buffalo Wild Wings. And he'll leave the bones in the little bin that they come in, and he'll leave the bin on the floor. And I come home, I'm stepping on fragments of bone wings, and I'm like, "What the actual fuck?" And here's Cheez-Nit, like fucking Gollum from Lord of the Rings, saying, "That precious," and I'm just like, "No, you furry demon." It's like, you are going to choke on that. And then he tries to fight me when I'm taken away from you. I'm just like, I'm trying to save your life. You're going to choke on this.
He said, "These is mines, my precious. Thank you."
And it's just like, why are you like this? I'm sorry, I feel like I got fully off track.
You're good.
Oh.
We got passionate about the cats for a minute.
Yeah, we did. Anyways, back to the mediums and stuff. So yeah, I hoard art supplies, I find my thing, and I feel like my style particularly is still changing.
It's a
Which
process, it's
is
experimentation, and it's
it is.
evolution.
It is. And it's always, especially if you keep at it every day, it's always changing. And that was my motto in college too, was whenever people would come to like any of the workshops, I'm like, well, I'm not really artistic or creative. I'm just like, anyone can do art. It just takes time to get good at it. And it's just
The
like, it's, what were you gonna say?
Oh no, continue, yeah.
Oh, it's just, yeah, it's just like, it takes time. You gotta practice. You gotta put the work in. I'm trying to teach myself how to actually do digital art this year, which is a whole thing.
That's a new monster, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm just like, you have to, first of all, you have to get the equipment to do it, which is far more expensive than paint.
I had
Like,
friends in high school, Madison and Ollie, who actually still do digital art regularly all the time, and it's a completely different monster compared to like pen and paper paint. Like, and it's
it's wild.
I don't have the patience because it's also it feels like programming times. Where I have to like learn
Yes.
a software, and it's art and science that coexist and find a medium, like an equal ground, and that's so fucking challenging.
It is. Oh my God. Like, I just when I think I'm getting it, I fuck up because I used a cheap app, or because I didn't realize that you're supposed to have layers, or I used the wrong brush and it messed up the painting, and I don't know how to fix it because I can't find the undo button.
It's
I'm just like,
like,
well,
fuck, I don't know the shortcut. Usually I would just paint over
exactly.
this shit.
Exactly. And like, let me tell you, the amount of times I have painting over stuff is just like, I was like, oh, I messed up. You know, it's okay. We're just gonna wait for it to dry. I'm gonna put some white over it, and we're just gonna try it again. You can't do that with that. You undo the button, you redraw it, and you do it until you get it right and hope that you don't fuck it up later.
And I feel this way about makeup whenever I'm doing makeup and I accidentally fuck up a line on my face and I've already got my foundation on and I'm trying to do like eyeliner and eyeshadow. If I fuck up eyeliner after I've already done like my entire face, I can't just like backspace. I can't
Yeah,
erase. I
no.
can't like draw over. I can't like paint over that and then like redo. I have to like
It's a struggle.
I have to wipe away that makeup and then reapply foundation but if I'm like already contoured, I've gotta like it feels like I have to undo everything first.
And it's almost not worth it at that point.
And I'll just like stare at my face for like 2 minutes after I make a mistake, and I'm just like staring at it in the mirror, and I'm contemplating all my life's choices.
No.
Ultimately, I go back and I fix it because these makeup products are expensive, and I'm like, I am, what's the word? Not stingy, not determined, stubborn.
Perfectionist? Stubborn? Oh,
a yep. Stubborn perfectionist. Yeah, and I don't want to bring anything out into the world that I don't think is, like, perfect.
No, I get that. Trust me. Yeah. I do. If I mess up on my eyeliner, my problem is I can't do thin eyeliner. Like, I can't do, like, a simple little wing. I have to, like, if I mess up.
I do it in, like, two strokes and then they're done and I'm like, I hate you and I want to hit you.
Yeah, because I'm just, like, right up into the mirror. I'm like, you have your hand steady. You're like this close to the mirror. You're like, I'm gonna get this bitch today. I'm gonna get this.
The amount of coffee that I drink, I'm too shaky. I gotta like hold my hand steady while I'm painting my face. It's the like I've got both my hands on this one brush as I'm like slowly trying to like paint it perfectly. It's honestly, it's kind of upsetting watching me do my makeup sometimes.
At this point I just accept what I get. I just do the one. I just do the thick wing. It's not even worth it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I love doing my makeup. I love it. But good God, she trying sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I only got into makeup like this past couple years. I was always notoriously bad with makeup, and it was weird because everyone was just like, how are you so bad at this? You literally paint. And then with that, I'm just like, it's a different canvas. It's a different canvas, but also I wear glasses.
Yeah.
It's a different medium, and I wear glasses, and my eyesight is very bad. And so I have to have a mirror right up against my face.
Yeah.
So it's just like, after a while, it just wasn't worth it to me to, like, learn how to do it. But then, you know, COVID hit, and I didn't have anything else to do. And so one of my friends was just like, think of it like painting and just have fun with it. And I had more than enough time to have fun with it. And finally, I was just like, okay, I can see the appeal to this. This is not bad. It's still not like painting, like, on my canvas. But, you know.
Oh, God, no, yeah, it's a very fleshy canvas.
Yes, I'm just like.
It's very squishy.
Yeah, I was like, my forehead has anxiety. Is a little
squishy.
I was like, my other canvases don't have anxiety like this, so it's just, it's a little bit harder.
Also, canvases don't sweat the way I do.
That part, like, I'll be halfway through my makeup, and I'm like, why am I sweating? It's just like, it's so
I am painting, why am I so sweaty? I'm literally just, like, with two fingers, single brush, why am I sweating? It's not a workout. Yeah.
I'm
putting
not
dust on my
shape.
Eyelids. What is that? What is this?
It's just like,
why am I dripping in sweat?
And then ruining the makeup on top of that. It's like, the foundation is sweating off.
It's like, great, now we're cakey and we're moist.
The sick. Worst combination.
It is sick. Twisted. I look cute, like, though, am.
Yes. It's just like, how long did it take you to do your makeup? And it's just like, that's not the point. The point is that it got done.
Right.
And it looks great.
How long did it take you to do your makeup? It looks like you put a lot of effort into it. Me standing there dripping sweat with a beat mug. Yeah. It was like two hours.
Did anyone else hot?
Just me with my fan. They're like, were you on a treadmill? No, I was sitting still. The whole time.
I was sitting on a chair at that.
Yeah. I was on a stool. The stool has wheels on it. It moves. I don't.
Oh my god. I will say I have the opposite problem when I'm painting. I, because
if dry. I'm
especially, yeah, I'm bone dry. I'm like, the only liquid that's being had is like whatever tea or chai I'm drinking at the time. Or
the one you accidentally stick your brush into and then drink after. That,
yes. Oh my god. So I came to a semi-solution recently for that. And it was so easy. You just get a cup that has a lid. Yeah.
I feel like
It was that simple.
Eureka, goddamn.
I have ingested so much paint water. I have ingested so much tea and with a little bit of paint.
You're a fucking genius for using a lid. The fact that I never thought of just putting a fucking lid on my drink.
Yeah, and incredible. I only came to that solution recently because I ran out of mugs and I was just like, or no, I was tired of drinking cold tea. And so I was like, I'll put it in this thermos. And I was painting and I went to, you know, dip my paintbrush into the tea as one does. And all it did was get paint on the lid. And I was like, huh, did I just find a solution to an age old problem? Huh, I'm a genius.
An icon.
Yes. Oh my god. They should give me a reward.
A revolutionary.
For this.
Truly.
Yes, like, why aren't more people talking about this?
We love women in STEM.
Yes. Oh my god. I bet you someone's listening to this and just like, you weren't drinking it without a lid before? I was like, wow, that's...
Not all of us think the same, Helen.
Exactly. Like, sometimes it takes, you know, conditions that need to be met at a certain time for ideas to come to one.
Our environment has to change in just the right way for us to come to certain realizations. It's evolution. Yes. It's all learning experiences.
It is. One recent learning experience I've had is that I have to time myself now when I'm doing art. Because if I do anything over an hour, I won't move. And I won't realize that time is moving forward. And next thing I know, I've been bent over in the same position for 5 hours straight. And my chiropractor is looking at my back like, what did you do? And I'm just like, I sat for 5 hours straight, bent over, you know.
And now... And now my spine looks like a goddamn protractor.
Exactly.
Just a very fine fucking curve to it.
Yep. Basically. Just like, you could use this to trace a oval or some shit.
Perfect semicircle, yeah.
It is. It do be sometimes. On a bad day, and so now I have to time myself and like set an alarm, and every hour or every 2 hours I'll get up and I start stretching, or like I'll have like a little dance session because I'm usually listening to music too, and
it's all in the name of self-care.
It is, you know, doing the art is relieving and good for my brain, but being bent over for several hours is not good for the brain.
Yeah, it's not good for the brain or the body. We just gotta take care of ourselves.
Yeah. So, yeah, any artists out there, make sure you stretch. Try to stretch every hour. Your body will thank you. Yeah.
Every 30 minutes to 1 hour, just get up, move your body, do a little shaky.
Even if it's just to get like,
a sandwich,
you know,
get some water. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess.
Or tea.
get some water, definitely, but also...
Hydrate or die straight, bestie.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
There we go. We going to hydrate now, aren't we?
I guess. When you put it that way. When you put it that way, I hate when people assume that I'm straight. And they're just like, because it happened at this job, actually, that I'm currently at. It was like pretty close into like my first time there. And I was talking to someone, and she was just like, oh, she was like, are you gay? And I was just like, I mean, I'm pan. I'm pansexual. She was like, okay. She was like, but you said you had a boyfriend. I was just like, that doesn't make me any less queer.
Right.
No, I mean, it's
It's
not
like
his fault that he's a straight man.
we weren't trying for this, okay? It just sometimes this happens. Yeah.
It's like sometimes the world is just like, you need a little hetero in your life. I'm like, do I though?
You're like, ugh, fine.
Turns out I do actually, because they're very good with math and finances and whatnot, so, and I'm not, so it's nice to have that at least.
There we go. Okay,
Also,
responsibility.
he is not neurodivergent, and that means he actually kind of has his shit together.
Okay.
Not in a like, a healing or anything like that. Like, this man does laundry and puts it away in the same day.
What do you
Like,
mean?
he'll take all his dirty clothes, he'll wash them, he'll dry them, and in that same day, he will also fold and put them away.
I understand all these words separately.
And so
What are you talking about?
I've seen it. I've seen it. It was wild to me. And I was just like,
Did you record it? Like, it doesn't
no,
feel.
I didn't. I didn't. No, I never have enough space on my phone to make videos that long. But literally,
Also, I
he
feel
was
like
just
we'll get
like,
distracted.
yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And so I sat there. I was working in his kitchen because that's where like the table is. I was working on some art, and I watched. He was just. He cleans his house every week regularly, like every single Saturday, he cleans it, like all the way through, like kitchen,
Like,
all of it, just in one day. Like he has, yeah, it's wild. Like he mops the floors and he does it. Like my, I want to make it clear that I do all of these things too. My house is very clean,
We just have
but
to break
not.
it up.
Yeah, I literally try to do at least one chore a day.
Same.
Like
But he can do
it's
it
all in
collectively and
one.
not feel like the weight of the world is crushing him.
And I'm just like, you don't get distracted. And he's just like, no, it has to get done. I was like, no, I get that it has to get done,
100%,
but.
I agree. It has to get done. But, like, together? On the same. What?
Yeah.
What?
It's like you don't take breaks. You're just like, why do I need to take a break? I'm just cleaning. I'm like, well, it's not just about it's and it's just like at
It
that
would be
point it's
cleaning,
hard.
BBB.
Yeah, it's just like at that point you're trying to argue a point that you know is not the good point to argue. It's at
Right.
that point it's just like you're basically just saying, I don't do all this at one go at that point. And you're just like,
Yeah.
it feels like they're winning at that point, and you don't want that.
I'm never gonna let a man win. What do you mean?
Exactly. Not a straight man. I refuse. I
Not a cishet.
absolutely
No,
refuse.
thank you. No,
Yeah.
thank you. Not a
I love
cishet.
this man with every fiber in my bone and in my body. Like, I would do anything for him, except let him be right about something.
Period.
Yeah.
Not
I
during
just, I
Women's
can't.
History Month. No, thank you.
No, exactly. Like, what? Last year, I would just be like, not during Black History Month, but, like, it doesn't really apply in this case because he is also black, so. So, it's just.
So now we've got March.
Yeah, we have March, and now I can be like, you didn't do this, not during Women's History Month. How could you? I thought you loved me. I feel like we got distracted
The
again.
guilt
Oh my
trip.
God. Yes.
We knew that was gonna happen. That's okay.
Yeah. No, my ADHD has been overdrive the last few days. I lost my phone 3 times yesterday in 10 minutes.
I
Like,
don't even remember what I did yesterday. I think I went to work.
you think?
Actually, yeah, I did go to work. It was busy. It was busy.